a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. It is true. We love to bring people back together in Madtown and surrounding areas because it's summertime, honey. It is all about flirtation.
Oh, yes. It's hot girl summer.
It is a hot girl summer. And sometimes someone will go out with another, but the other won't get back to them. And yeah. That's why you come to us.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning we have Ramsey on the phone. Good morning, Ramsey. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're good. So tell us, you were calling because you went out on a phenomenal date by the name of whom?
Alice.
Okay. Tell us about Alice.
Give us the deets.
Yeah, so we met at happy hour at the Atomic Koi.
Ooh.
You know, we live in the neighborhood. We have a lot of similarities. We both have dogs. You know, we hang out at the local coffee shops in the neighborhood. And you know, we ended up staying at Atomic Koi until closed, and we went back to Alice's place to hook up.
Oh!
You know, yeah, it kind of turned into a date.
Wow.
Nice. We love to hear that.
Yes, we do. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how great were you, Ramsey, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, 11, hands down.
Right. Yeah, you sound like it.
He does. He's got that hot voice, honey.
He sounds like it.
He's got that hot body going with it, too.
I believe you.
All right, so awesome. So you guys met at the Atomic Koi, which Trey and I love going to, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We always like to play the jukebox there.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun.
Right on.
It's easy to stay there till close.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When you play the 90s and you're drinking martinis, it's a good time. Okay, so great. So you guys had a lot in common. And then, of course, like you said, you got your rump shaker on together.
Hey.
And you were 11 out of 10.
Yes.
Yes,
you were.
Yeah, well, so I thought, but I thought I would hear back and nothing.
For sure.
Oh, okay.
Well, how long has it been since the last time you spoke with her?
Yeah.
I want to say 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks?
Ramsey.
And you're 11?
Oh, my God. We might have to go down a -5 at that one.
Oh, man. -5 already?
Who knows? I don't know.
Okay.
So, just quickly, how did the date end? I mean, or how did that morning end?
Yeah.
Did you give her, a pat on the head? I hope not. Mm-hmm. Or, I'll call you later?
No, I made her breakfast.
Oh my gosh.
I did the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm a gentleman.
That's where he got the extra point
from, honey.
Girl.
Tracy, pick your pen up.
Okay.
I want to know what his number is for you.
What's
your number?
Okay.
He makes breakfast.
He makes breakfast, girl.
All right. Well, there's something clearly wrong with her then, okay?
Clearly.
This is what we'll do then, Ramsey. We'll play a song. Then when we get back, we'll call Miss Ellis and see what the heck is wrong with her. 2 weeks not getting back to a man who is 11 in bed and makes you breakfast.
Something right.
No. Mm-hmm. It's happening next with a Second Date Update. Hopefully between these two on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are lucky on Mr. Ramsey this morning.
Huge likey.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. Like, we take a lot of these calls, and honestly, girl, I haven't heard anybody make breakfast.
No, honey. And Mr. Ramsey does.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's true, ladies. We are on Second Date Update, and Ramsey went out with a young lady by the name of Ellis. They met during happy hour at the Atomic Koi, which is very nice because it's right kitty cross from New Health Chiropractic.
Yeah.
So I go and get my drink on, and then I go get my chiropractor done.
Yeah, that's a perfect balance.
He's always like, Krista, why are you always drunk when you come in here? I'm like, I don't know.
You smell like alcohol, Krista.
I'm here to feel good.
Right.
But anyway, like you said, you had a really nice time, and then you had such a great time.
Yeah.
You decided to get under the sheets.
That's right.
And play, as you could say.
Okay.
We all want to play with Ramsey.
Oh, we do. He's an 11.
But like you said, Ramsey, it's been 2 weeks. So are you ready? We're going to call her.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, is this Miss Ellis?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
What's going on today? Listen, this is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah.
You know, we love our girls on the radio, so we thought we'd call you.
Yeah. Girl power.
Okay.
First off, she's like, who the hell are you?
She's like, who cares?
I don't care.
Yeah, what is happening right now?
Okay.
A lot is happening.
Right.
a lot happened 2 weeks ago in someone else's bed.
Sure did.
Do you remember meeting a...
What?
Yes.
God, what is this? Know.
Well, listen, we are on the radio because there is a hottie out here in Madtown that took a big liking to you. Mm-hmm. You guys met at the Atomic Koi, had some great conversation in bed.
Yes.
His name is Ramsey. Do you remember him?
Yeah. Oh.
Did she say nah or yeah?
No, she said yeah.
Oh, you
I
did?
Said yes, I remember him.
Oh.
What?
Well, girl, he's been wondering what happened to you.
He had a good time with you. What's going on?
Was he an 11?
We heard him.
Okay, am I on the radio right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You are.
But you're just talking to us. Don't worry about that.
Okay. I mean, that's like really personal.
I know, but it's just us.
The great thing about, you know, exploring other people's dating life is helping other women out here in Madison.
Exactly.
And that's why we need to know what happened between you and Ramsey.
You're helping other people.
Mm.
I mean, you know, we met and spent some time together and, you know, that was kind of it. Like, that's all, you know, I wasn't really looking for anything too deep, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's it.
Hmm. So it was kind of just like a bar hookup. You were like at a bar and you guys, you know, close the place down and then you just hook up and then that's that. Like, no feelings, no...
Yeah, like no strings attached. It's like, you know, I'm not really looking for anything serious right now.
Oh.
Oh, so just so I understand. So you do remember Ramsey.
Yeah.
You do remember sleeping with each other. And really, that was just it for you? Like, there was nothing else that you wanted out of it?
Well,
no.
It happens.
That happens.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you meet somebody, it doesn't turn into a relationship, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm really not looking for that. I was just, you know, in another relationship, and I'm just not ready for anything serious.
Well, here's the thing, girl. Yeah. We have had Ramsey on the other line the entire time, and he has heard everything, and I'm just curious. Ramsey, did you realize that you were just a wham-bam thank you man when it came to this situation?
No, but first I want to just listen. I'm so sorry. I've been trying to get you, and I haven't been able to, you know, get in touch with you. So I need a little help. So I didn't mean to embarrass you by calling the radio. But yeah, I thought you know, after breakfast. I mean, did you not like the food I made the next morning?
Oh my God! I mean, that was really nice. That was super nice. But like, you know, honestly, it's nothing personal. I just. Like, we met at a bar, and to me, I wasn't like, oh, this guy must be looking for a serious relationship either. Because, you know, generally, if you are, you don't, like, hook up with somebody right away. So it was like, we met at a bar, we had a great time, and, you know, like, went back to your place. And it was just like, that was, you know, just like a nice, it was very nice of you to make breakfast. But, like, that in my mind wasn't like, we're starting a serious relationship. That's not generally how I do that.
But you didn't have any plans, though, to either go out with him again, though. There was no plan.
No,
did you
not
guys
really.
Talk about
no.
it?
No. You know, Krista, this is interesting. The roles truly have been reversed. Guys usually do this.
Mm. Honey, I did this back in the day when I lived in Chicago.
Excuse me.
Oh, I felt horrible, though. I did, honey. I did. I met a guy at a bar, and then I went home, and we did our thing. No, but listen to this. You'll die. Like, he even asked me to stay to watch the football game. I'm like,
wow.
Who does that on a one-night stand? You don't ask that person to stay.
It sounds like it turned into a date, though.
Well,
that's why he didn't consider it a one-night stand.
Well, I feel bad because you know what? I think we've all been there. You've been with somebody.
Yeah.
Then you feel used. You either feel used or you feel like, or you know, hopefully you understood that this was just what it was.
Right.
So I'm curious, Ramsey, how are you feeling right now? Because clearly she was just looking at you for this one-night stand.
You know, I'm going to be honest. It's my ego's taking a hit right now, but... I just really want to know if I was an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, my God. So do we.
We want to know, too.
Yeah, we do.
Was he?
That's awesome.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.